This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Limits, you were not entirely forthcoming on the Artie Smith for North Carolina job rumor.
What did I miss?
Andy Staples, I consider to be a fairly reliable guy. I think he's very good. He has Artie on his hot board for the North Carolina opening. You also failed to mention that Smitty is a UNC grad. Doesn't that add a little spice here?
Yeah, a little added spice to the fire.
Do you put spice in a fire?
It would make the fire more rampant.
It would make it almost like incense in a way, wouldn't it? A little spice in the fire.
It would definitely be a wildfire. It would be tough to put out.
I think those are significant facts. The Athletic, according to Benzie, had Smith's name connected to Central Michigan's coaching search earlier this week. Isn't that's interesting to me. Do you think he'll be an NFL coach again anytime soon? I don't.
I think coordinator's probably
Would you rather be a coordinator in the NFL or a head coach in college? I think I'd rather have my own program. And by the way, I bet I'd make more money. I'm sure I would at an ACC school, especially a one that's not short on money like North Carolina.
Right. But at the same time, do you want to be Artie Smith and going around the country working probably every single day of the year, not getting any time off, recruiting and everything that comes with it, with NIL and just the way that college sports has changed? I mean, we've seen how many college basketball coaches have retired, Jay Wright, Tony Bennett, that just don't want to put up with this anymore in college sports. It's more so a basketball thing than a football thing. But even Nick Saban was tired of it. Now, I'm not saying that would happen with Artie Smith, but some of the benefits of college head coaches I don't think is the same as it was 5 years ago.
No doubt. I think you're right about that. But it's still your own program. It's still more money. And it's not like being an offensive coordinator of the Steelers is an unscrutinized job that isn't very time-consuming.
No, but it's also the offensive coordinator of the Steelers.
So what would you rather do? I'd rather have my own program.
I think I'd rather be the Steelers offensive coordinator because especially you go back to your alma mater and let's say that things don't go well. Because, I mean, they were tumultuous for Mac Brown at times too. And if things fail for Artie and they get a short leash on him, he's going to be seen kind of in a similar light that Harbaugh was until he figured it out in the last 3 years. As the chosen one comes home and can't figure it out, why did we bring him back in the first place?
It's a wonderful question, Limits.
Crowley posed it on Twitter.
What question?
To the populace.
What did he pose?
Better job, Steelers offensive coordinator or North Carolina head coach?
Oh.
And he had over 800 votes, and 66% said Steelers offensive coordinator.
Well, I think there's a lot in that question, is there not? I mean, what's the more prestigious job? Steelers offensive coordinator, unquestionably, if that's how you define better. I normally, whether it's me, someone in my family, or anyone on earth, normally define a better job as one that pays a whole lot more money. Don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, there are other circumstances around it than just money, but that's one of the main factors.
Are
no
there?
Denying.
I mean, being happy with what you do, if you can get that and get a nice paycheck, that's unbelievable. That's the bonus. But excluding that, I'm almost always leaning for the money, bro. Aren't you?
Yeah, and despite the fact of there being a Mike Tomlin coaching tree, I think Arthur Smith thinks that he can get back to being a head coach again. Like, if he succeeds with Justin Fields / Russell Wilson, I think Artie believes fully in his mind that maybe his situation in Atlanta, he was dealt a bad hand.
I mean, yeah. But he also contributed to that hand by choosing their quarterbacks and failing to get the most out of them. I think we're seeing that Artie is an upgrade on Canada, but still flawed. And one of your texters said, why are we blaming the coordinator? Let's blame Tomlin?
Yes.
Okay. In some instances, Tomlin needs to override his coordinator. But one of the complaints I've had with Mike Tomlin is that he brings in people that he can control and has his hand in too many piles, so to speak. And Matt Canada was one of them. He brought in Arthur Smith to be able to hand over an offense to a seasoned offensive coordinator. So when I'm analyzing this offense, I'm analyzing, praising, and blaming Arthur Smith, okay? Now, you could say, for instance, the other day on that 4th-and-1 when the time clock's running down and they look totally discombobulated, that Tomlin should have called timeout, and Tomlin does have final say, but he's letting Arthur Smith run the offense. So I'm going to critique Arthur Smith for the Steelers offense. Thank you.
I'm completely fine with that. I mean, we've done this before where we've said, what are the most scrutinized spots, positions, people in the city in terms of sports? It's Steelers head coach, Steelers quarterback, Steelers offensive coordinator, everyone else.
What did Tomlin say before? Earlier in the show that got my ire and attention. Now I can't remember. What was he commenting on? Because I'm still angry about it, even though I forgot what it was.
The 3rd-and-4 play.
The 3rd-and-4 throw when you have Russell Wilson completing 75% of his passes, when he's the guy that you went Lone Ranger and made this quarterback change when they were 4-2, and now you have a critically important play in a critically important game, and you let the other guy throw the ball. Can we play that again so I can become angrier on Thanksgiving Eve?
We felt good about it, to be quite honest with you. It was a weighty moment. It was 3rd-and-medium. They had 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. We had GP matched up on a corner not named Denzel Ward. That feels like more than a 50-50 ball to me, and so we were comfortable with that decision.
Even though Justin hadn't thrown a pass in a game in a month?
Even though. Certainly.
Even though.
That is a big caveat there by the Gravesdigger, isn't it? Will Graves came in, the Undertaker, we'll call him. He came off the ropes there.
I love hearing Will Graves just start to formulate his question. You could just hear it in the way that he's either breathing or talking, that he's just trying. The wheels are really turning in his mind, trying to think of the right words to say.
Yeah. So that one, we could point to Tomlin as well. But it's Artie Smith's decision in the first place. So that's still critiquable. Even though you may blame Tomlin for a given play, You still have, well, what was Arthur Smith thinking on the play to analyze? And my answer on that one would be he wasn't. He wasn't thinking. They got a little too in love with the Justin Fields thing. So, I don't know limits. I'm giving Artie Smith probably a C, like I said, a C+ to a B-, but the final exam is ahead.
I give a B-.
A lot of them.
So is Tomlin thinking that Justin Fields is currently affecting the Steelers' rhythm?
Certainly there's a potential of that, but we're more excited about the challenges that it presents the opposing unit. And that, I think that's reflective of our general attitude. We live in our hope as opposed to our fears.
The fears.
We live in our hope as opposed to our fears. Well, that felt like a hope play.
We hope Justin will complete the ball to George Pickens. We're not sure, but we hope he does.
You know what else they say about hope? It ain't a plan. Hope is not a plan. Let's heave up a 50-50 ball from our guy who we replaced because he's not a good passer in a snowstorm when he hasn't thrown a pass in a month and hope that Pickens catches it? Bad plan, I would say. Call me crazy.
I think you'll find this one fascinating. Is it Fields' decision? Is it Tomlin's decision on if Fields goes into the game, or is it Artie Smith's?
It could happen from either party, and has, certainly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's got me thinking a little bit. So if... Wouldn't that cause some issues in, like maybe it did on that 4th-and-1 in the first half?
Yeah.
Wait, who's in? Artie calls a play for 4th-and-1, and Tomlin says, no, I want Fields in? What?
That definitely happened once in this game. I'm convinced of it. That play probably had the best chance of it because, I mean, Zach Frazier and Isaac Samola were running off the field with 15 seconds left on the play clock.
Right. It was a mess. And it's Tomlin's responsibility to call timeout there. That just doesn't feel like a good answer to me. It just doesn't. 412-928-9370. We're packed with calls, Limits. Why don't we get to one or two of those and then to the general?
Yes, let's go to Bake in Mars.
Bake McBride. What's up, Bake?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to start off. I'm going to get a little off topic, but I'm going to circle back. I'm going to weave back. The Pittsburgh Penguins, they need to fire Mike Sullivan. I'm disgusted. There is a price to pay when you win 3 cups in 15 years. But it should not look like this.
All right. We're talking Steelers, however, so get to the point.
Okay. The other point is bad play calling. I know we've discussed it. You guys discussed it. Why does Mr. Conservative all of a sudden in a blizzard want to be unconservative and, you know, go for it on 4th-and-2 inside your own 50? And, you know, the dumbest play call to me was accepting the penalty, taking the pressure off the Browns, giving them 2 downs instead of a 4th-and-2 to basically win the game or lose the game, give them 3rd-and-7 and then they complete it. You could literally be drunk and not be able to really see and still understand that a lot of those things can't be done on when you're calling a football game, and it scares me if they do make the playoffs that. This is the type of stuff that they struggle with and have struggled with and need a change.
Well, I don't know that I would call him Mr. Conservative, and I appreciate the call because, I mean, he has shown a propensity to take some big risks. He has. At times he doesn't, and it's annoying. I'm more annoyed when he doesn't, but I don't know that that's fair to call him Mr. Conservative. Who's next, Limits?
Let's go to Josh in Pittsburgh.
What's up?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, I think when it's talking about the power rankings and how everyone's putting the Ravens so far above us, we beat them and they also lost to the Browns. So, I'm not going to look at them as some higher tier. I think they're human just like us. But I was listening to you guys yesterday, and do you remember the guy that called saying he wanted both quarterbacks on the field at the same time?
Limits, I wasn't here.
Yeah. There was somebody that called in and basically said that Justin Fields, Russell Wilson should be on the field at the exact same time, and maybe they handed off the Fields or something like that.
Bob Pompiani and I both offered that the other day, and my understanding is that Ben thinks that Fields should go in at receiver sometimes. Am I right about that, O Limitless Wonder?
Yes, and we'll hear from Ben soon.
Your thoughts on this, sir?
So the way that he kind of said it, he didn't really have a play in mind, but I was thinking about it. I think the way you do it is if you want to do something like that, You have Russ at QB. You have Fields at running back. You motion him outside, and then you have him come back behind Russ. You pitch it to him. You have Pat on the left side of the line running a shallow cross in case Fields wants to throw it to him. Or he throws it back to Wilson, and you have George running a deep post. So either side, if someone has to throw it, which they can both do, you might have someone open. It just makes people think you don't know what you're going to get whenever they have both on the field.
Well, that would certainly confuse the defense because it confused me. But I do like it, and I like the idea of it.
Sounds like a play I'll try at the Turkey Bowl tomorrow. Backwards pass, the next guy
will
throw
it. Was that real?
It.
Did he mean that?
Yeah, I meant it. I thought it was a good idea.
Okay, let's replay that in the next hour. We have Jay Caulfield, top of the hour, right? Talking Penguins.
Yes.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The time is 10:59, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. With the General Patton, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. General, I hope you're well on this Thanksgiving Eve. Limits, you have a guest for the cards of the week?
I'm
going to go Sid for his 600th goal.
I was thinking that too. Just to be different, I'll go with Najee Harris, just because.
Najee Harris?
I don't know.
For what?
I was trying to be different. Maybe I should go with Greg Newsome for pulling George Pickens out of the end zone.
For constantly getting stopped at the line of scrimmage the other night, Najee? Yeah, maybe George Pickens. What do you got, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate you having me. We got to commemorate Sid on his 600th goal, so we have a 2005 Stars in the Making upper deck Sid from his rookie season. But we can't go away from the story of the week, maybe the story of the century. I'm throwing in two more packs of Topps Chrome in case that $1 million Skeens card's in here.
Oh, wow. You could get the golden ticket here. Two packs of Topps Chrome with the possibility of a Skeens card in there. Are things still flying off the shelves there, General, with those cards?
If the fan radio were TV, you wouldn't believe it, what you see on your eyes, because every day has gotten busier. It's amazing. Wow. I feel like it was a bonanza a week ago, and it's 10 times that now. Like, we have filled over 500 people's want lists in the last 72 hours. We're getting low. It's getting scarce. They're hard to find all over the country. But every day we have them overnight aired to us to get a supply, and the supply is getting low.
General, I can't help but keep thinking about Pomp's question last week. I mean, it's a fact that if somebody uncovered that card today, everything would end. Nobody would buy any more cards. So how can we trust that this is all on the up and up here?
Well, first of all, the way the world is now, as soon as someone gets it, they run to the internet and post that they got it because they want the accolades for getting it.
Right.
So if it comes out, you're going to see it. I think the hidden question, and this is what I told Pomp, was most people are buying them for Christmas. So they're going home and wrapping them up, and they're going to get opened up during the Steelers-Chiefs game. So there's a high propensity to think that the card could be embedded in a box until December 25th. That's my guess.
Man, it would sure be a Christmas bummer if somebody opened it today, though, right? I mean, then all these Christmas present things are useless.
It's one of the better products of the year anyway. I mean, it's always a great product. This is a new invention. Every single year, people call for Topps Chrome Update because it has – you could still get a Skeens rookie autograph. Matt Holliday put a $100,000 bounty on Jackson Holliday's rookie debut patch.
True.
So there's plenty of other good cards. It's amazing how we, like all of us, me included, we run over and go, well, if we don't get the $1 million card, it's not worth it. Now, will the top come off? A little bit. You know, like when the $1 million card's gone, you're gone from hitting the Powerball to the big four. You know, so there's still good cards. There won't be people on a want list 500 deep, that's for sure.
General, you're a wonderful man. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
You are welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys take care.